Hello.
Hello, and
And
welcome
welcome
to
to
Peas in a
Peas in
Podcast.
the Podcast.
I wonder if we should have a new name for a show now that we're in Seattle.
Well, we've got peas in our pod.
That's true. We have a pea in our pod right now. That is not a pterodactyl. That is our baby, Zoraida.
Little Z.
She's joined us from remote via satellite.
Oh, man.
She's mad that she can't be in the show.
Yeah, she's been piping up for a disc jockey spot.
She's getting bigger by the day. She was laughing yesterday.
She was laughing. It was so fun. She's never laughed before.
She was like giggling.
She likes to see mommy dance, apparently.
Yeah, I was holding Zoraida
And I was
and
dancing.
Tracy was dancing and
You can
she
dance
started
if you want
giggling.
to,
We can
leave
leave
our
our
friends
friends behind.
behind.
But if you can't dance, you
And
can't
you want to
dance.
dance,
You're
you're
no
friends of
friend of mine.
mine.
You can dance. You can dance. She loved it, man. She was just
She
giggle,
said, I didn't even
giggle.
think what I was doing was that funny, but I just kept doing it and she was laughing
We
like
danced
crazy.
around. I was holding the baby, and Tracy was dancing in front of her, and she just thought it was so funny. She started
I know, I was trying to
giggling.
recreate it and she didn't do it today. I have
Can
one face that I, one noise that makes her cry.
you do it? She'll just start screaming. Just
Her
like.
eyes get humongous.
It's
I
like
was
the
like, oh,
fear.
maybe she likes it. And then she started wailing. Oh my
Wait.
goodness. I keep
What?
testing it on her again. She hasn't cried again though, but she's definitely
She gets the
doesn't.
big eyes.
I'm like, maybe I sound like a lizard or something crazy. I don't know
I
what that reminds her of.
don't know if you really freaked her out with anything else before. I think it just shows that she's getting much more alert. Like she can track us with her eyes
Probably because she's
now.
like doesn't know what that is and to respond to. Like if you smile, she can smile back and she can kind of mimic some stuff, but she can't mimic that crazy noise. So it's like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I've been trying some experiments on her. We'll see.
Yeah. She's almost 3 months, I think.
Almost, yeah.
July 11th. When is that, Saturday? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
What is today? Today's the
Six,
7th.
seven. Oh, it's the 7th. You're right.
And then it's Tuesday,
Yeah, 11th
Wednesday.
is Saturday.
Yeah.
The Saturday was when she was born, too. 3 month old.
If you count by weeks, she's already there, but if you count by months, she's not there yet.
Yeah, her birthday, I mean, she's still.
So I see why people count by months. So we're almost to the point where we're gonna start counting by months rather than weeks.
Yeah, she's just consider a 3 month old till she hits 4 month, 4 month old till she hits
People
five.
count months all the way up to 2 years.
The one lady in the garage was counting by days still. I was like, 39 days? She's like, yep, I count by days. That's the only way I can do it. Like, I only slept
It
six
must be
hours.
hard
I only
days.
slept 6 hours in the last 48 hours, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool if she was born on Friday, July 10th.
But we could have, like, why?
Because
Oh,
that's
because of
John
the.
Calvin's 500th birthday. Don't you know that? Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Calvin
I know. I bought
500.
you a special icing today so I can make some brownies or cupcakes when we have people over and be like, what are you
Gonna party like it's
doing?
1509.
Yeah,
Party like it's your birthday. Because we don't care unless it's your birthday. Unless it's John Calvin's birthday.
gonna have all kinds of ridiculous Facebook posts that day.
I've been counting down on Facebook. I'm
You
like,
gotta put like
39 days until John Calvin's birthday! Yay! People are like,
you should put up
what?
like the 50 Cent video with a tag about Calvin.
I
Oh,
did put a quote up today about 50 Cent. It's your birthday for John Calvin. It's got 2 days.
you did?
I'm like, woo! I'm going crazy. I can't believe it. 2 more days. I was joking with a friend of mine named Mike about like how do you know you're a Calvinist or not? And we were originally saying, well, if you believe in the tulip, you can consider yourself a Calvinist. But he decided that if you count down until John Calvin's birthday, you're a Calvinist.
Otherwise, you could be like a Lutheran or something.
Stephanie sent me an email. She said someone else sent her like this message about you know, John Calvin in the Institutes and blah, 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 and his birthday is this Friday. And she's like, my brother's been counting down until his birthday. And the guy wrote her back and he's like, your brother must be the most awesome guy in the world. I read the Institutes last year and they are awesome. It's one of the best books I ever read, and I am that nerdy.
Yep.
John Calvin, 500 years of awesomeness. Where were we?
Yeah, we're talking about North Cascades that we hadn't talked about yet.
Oh, right, right, right.
I don't even know what we were talking about, but...
North Cascades National Park is the most visited, least visited national park in the U.S.
Is it?
I think so.
You don't think Lewis and Clark is less visited?
No, I think people love Lewis and Clark.
Anyway.
I hate Lewis and Clark, but people love Lewis and Clark.
North Cascades.
People love America,
it's
man.
It's free, which
right
is
or wrong,
very
my country.
Unique, which must mean it is the least visited, because they would put a money stand out there if it was worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely no Yosemite.
It's pretty.
It is beautiful, it's
true. I mean, all Washington is beautiful, so I mean... It's a step up, but it's not a Mount Rainier or Olympic National Park in terms of depth. And
no.
But part of that's the development there. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they would develop there, though. Like,
baby's angry. Yeah, I don't know either. Like,
I think it's...
They had a sign for the park, but they didn't really have any kind of entrance or anything. And there was a town, I think, that last town.
New Halem.
Moultmont or something.
Marblemont
was within the park, I think, or within the limits of it, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was either right on the border, or just within. We had a buffalo burger at Buffalo Bill's, or it was okay.
Yeah, we were this close from getting North Cascades mountain oysters.
This yeah, close. We probably should have gotten them, but I really just wasn't in the mood. The baby was too crazy for me. Like, I just couldn't handle.
Well, I've had Rocky Mountain
puking
mountain oysters, but they probably taste the same.
Yeah, probably. I wasn't adventurous.
Buffalo, I think they were buffalo testes or something like
were
that.
Were they buffalo ones?
Or sheep, or I don't remember what they were. I thought they were
I
buffalo.
I thought they were bull testes.
Probably bull.
I mean, what's the difference between a bull and a buffalo? Well, testes, I don't know, but...
Testes are testes. I don't want to eat
them. Buffalo, I imagine, are pretty big. I don't know, though.
Never know.
You don't know, but just, yeah, you know, horses. I don't know. I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know. I've heard. I've never seen.
Back to our show.
Anyway.
What was that place called? Buffalo something
Buffalo
or other.
Buffalo Run or something?
Yeah. Well, there's only like
it
one
was
Buffalo
a
restaurant.
Hotel and restaurant.
Marble Mom.
I think we might need to pause here.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go get the Babs.
Two. Time out.
She just wants to start walking. There you go. Don't you? Oh, the swing's moving now.
Okay, girl. We're doing a podcast here. It's not time to eat.
You better calm down. We wouldn't got you.
There you go, Babs. Oh, I don't know why when I look at her, sometimes I see myself now.
Oh, really?
She just looks like me. And the cuteness.
She is like the cutest baby we've ever seen.
Are we on podcast now?
Yeah, we're on.
We're on?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, she's crazy.
People like see her baby and start crying because she's so beautiful.
He said that before.
It's true. It happens all the time.
Now she's yawning, going to close her eyes, be like, oh, okay. That's all I wanted.
We got her in the swing
baby.
Right now. Baby really loves the gym right now. So I guess we'll give you a baby update.
Baby update.
3 months. Zoraida.
Yeah, it's
July
a big 7th. Change. She starts figuring out her hands and her feet where she can like ninja kick you.
Yeah.
I've been training her on different kung fu moves with a...
She likes to do kung fu on the elephant and the the monkey, and there's a parrot. What's that one?
Parakeet. Oh, there's a giraffe.
A giraffe. Man, she just kicks those things into high heaven.
She roundhouse kicks a lot of the time.
Yeah, I put her on her back in the gym, and she'll start kicking. And if she kicks something, she'll get excited. And then she'll try to whack the elephant or the, I don't know, the monkey or something like that. She likes it quite a bit, but then yeah. She'll get too worked up. She'll start screaming.
Yeah.
Like, yeah!
There's a breaking point.
And then she'll just get so hyper that she can't take it anymore. It's sensory overload. It's an interesting little gym. It's a little mat with, like, two bars to go over it, kind of like a pop tent. And then there's little animals, multicolored animals that hang from it. And she can grab the animals that are hanging down.
She moves around it because she'll pull herself underneath one of the animals. So it's pretty good design. I mean, it saves a parent from sitting over your baby and holding something there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it's like convenience, but I mean, it is nice to have. We're borrowing it from a friend.
Yeah, she's actually getting quite a bit out of it, which I'm surprised, because I feel like a lot of toys that people buy babies just don't care about them. They want a ball. They don't need this high-tech gadget gizmo.
Yeah, one functional item is good. I mean, it shouldn't do like 10 things.
Yeah.
Like a swing, it should swing. It shouldn't like play music and shoot lights and laser shows out of it. You don't need the laser show. I mean, the swing is good as it is. But then they can add the, you know, $20 on the price, so we might as well add another gadget on there, and they're not stupid.
Yeah. So anyways, back to the North Cascades National Park.
Yes.
So we drove into the park, and baby threw a fit. Hardcore.
Yeah, it was a challenging drive, because she normally does very well in a car seat.
She just wasn't having it,
yeah.
As we say, at all.
I don't know what it was.
She started screaming, and we got to the Colonial Creek Campground, which never fills up ever because they have 250 sites. But it turns out they only have about 160 sites, and they're full, which is really disappointing. And
yeah,
it was
packed out.
It was over 90.
Yeah,
it was mid-90s.
I didn't even want to get out of the air conditioning. I was dying.
It was super hot. It was like 20 degrees hotter than Seattle. So that was disappointing. We drove around for a little while, and then we drove up the hill, up past Diablo Lake. The devil. Diablo.
Devil Lake.
Diablos.
Diablo.
And baby was screaming, and we just weren't enjoying it. And she calmed down eventually a little bit, and
mm-hmm. We got her in the Bjorn, and she liked it.
She did like the Bjorn.
I enjoyed hiking with her in the Bjorn. I think it's going to be a new thing for at least a week. See how long she likes it.
Yeah. Well, we hauled her around in the car seat for a little while at first when it was really hot.
Yeah.
And as you drive up the 20, you get past the lake and it goes up, and there's some really nice overlooks of the lake. Like Diablo
Lake overlook.
Yeah. I think you enjoyed that. I think after we got
out of the car. No, I did. I just needed to get out of the car because I was trying to keep her happy, and it just wasn't working. So,
what did you think of Diablo Lake?
It's beautiful. I mean, I've seen pictures of it and really wanted to go there and, like, kayak on it and things, but we're just on the kayaking stage right now.
It looked a little bit muddy from high up.
Oh, you thought it looked muddy?
I didn't think it looked as blue as Crescent Lake.
Well, Crescent Lake, we were right on the water, so it might...
That's true.
Some of the stuff we passed along the way, I felt like you could see tree stumps in the water. And yeah, I guess... It might have been a different story. We were up pretty high from the lake.
We were very high up.
It was pretty.
1,000 feet, maybe.
I mean, it'd be worth a kayak trip tour.
It had, like, little islands in the middle of the lake that had trees growing up out of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It reminds me of
I wonder if it's, like, a glacier melt
Jasper
lake.
Yeah.
It had all these really high...
Well, it is, supposedly, yeah.
Because it has all these really high, jagged cliffs around it. They call it the Alps of the...
Of America,
I guess, of the U.S.
I've never been to the Alps, but
I don't know. I think the Alps are prettier.
Well, it wasn't.
Otherwise,
summer.
They wouldn't be the Alps,
right?
You know,
they would be the Cascades of Europe or something.
Yeah, it'd be the other way. Like my T-shirt. This is Harvard, the Michigan of the East.
Right.
With the holes in the armpits.
Yeah, you loved wore that.
I do
you
love it.
You had it on Inside Out the other day because the tag had a hole in it and you thought you had it on right. That's sad.
Yeah, I had a hole underneath the tag and the tag went through. And I put it on. I'm like, oh, it's Inside Out. I thought it was my blue t-shirt. Because I have navy blue t-shirts.
I probably should watch you more on what you wear in the morning. I should be a better homemaker.
I'm a nutter.
You need a lot of help.
So, we saw the views, and the views are real pretty. Colonial Creek is a nice campground. It's, like, right on Diablo Lake. If you can get a campsite, like, right on the inside of the lake.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
That would be a lot of fun. If you had kids, because then you can go out in the water. You would need a kayak or a canoe. Like, if you had a canoe, that'd be a lot of fun to go in a canoe.
Be a lot of fun.
But I didn't see a lot of, like, really nice trails that you could go to right by the campground. There's probably some there.
There are some. But, I mean, hiking in 90
we tried to go to the Happy Creek.
Heat is just not as fun as 60.
Yeah, we weren't going to go hiking. You know, sleeping in a tent when it's 90 degrees is not that much fun.
No, it's not. I've done it, and it's
it makes it
fun.
Twice as hot. There's supposed to be, like, a Happy Creek wooden trail.
Yeah, we saw it, but it was, like, blocked off from parking, so it was
there's no sign, and
it's too much effort for probably not much payoff.
Yeah. There was nowhere to park by it, like you just said. I don't know, maybe they had some disasters from the snow from the summer.
Yeah, they must get a lot of damage, because they just don't maintain everything, I think, and build it up.
I'm sure if they're at least visited, they probably have the least amount of money to spend.
True. So. Well, they don't have any fees, so they probably don't get any return on that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not too far of a it's worth a trip, day trip.
I think it's totally it's a day a trip from
it's
Seattle.
It's worth a camping trip if you don't go on a holiday weekend when people are out camping like crazy.
Well, 4th of July,
and if you're
what
hikers,
do you expect,
I mean,
you know?
I'm sure the hikes are good if you want to do a backpack hike.
If the weather wasn't so nice, because Seattle people really love the sun.
They do.
Way too much. Because they don't get it. So it was like really nice for a couple days before. I think everybody and their brother went up there on like Thursday.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It was like me and some Russian guy arguing with a ranger over how to find a camping spot. The woman just didn't know what to do because they never fill up.
Like, what?
So...
We did have a buffalo burger.
We did have a buffalo burger. Well, it was really good. They had elk burgers and bear burgers.
They didn't have bear burgers.
Oh, well, I wish they had a bear burger.
You would have had a bear burger if they had one.
I wish they had a bear burger. I want a bear burger.
They had bison or something.
Yeah, something like that.
They had bison.
They had ostrich.
Elk. Ostrich, yeah.
Yeah.
Ostrich just doesn't sound as
good. They had a bear skin on the wall and a bison head on the wall. Buffalo head or whatever. So, that was good. And on the way back, we stopped at, I don't know, was it Gorges? Or it was some overview where you can go see the dam when you're closer to the town of Diablo or whatever.
Oh, where we've gotten stuck on that road kind of deal, where we had to back.
Remember we went to the waterfalls and we went to the hike.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what it was called.
No, we should check that out. On the way into the park, before about 10 miles... 5 to 10 miles before you get to Colonial Creek, there's like a waterfall on the side of the road, and you pull off.
Yeah.
And there's actually a trail there. You take the trail over, and it'll take you down to the dam. Which is, I didn't realize there was even a trail there. So there's probably a lot of trails in the park that you don't even know
about.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a lot for serious hikers.
So we followed the trail back after doing some diaper and baby nonsense. And put baby in the Bjorn, like we said earlier. She was really cute. Yeah, all this really interesting, like, mossy grass on the ground.
Yeah, it was pretty. Reminded me of
some rocks.
It's up super hot.
Had rocky cliffs, and we did that hike. It was probably maybe a quarter of a mile at the most.
Yeah, it was not far,
maybe
but
maybe eighth of a mile.
Felt longer than it probably was.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Had the trees with the interesting, what do you call them, lichen?
Lichen.
Yeah. I'd recommend that. There's only a couple places where you can actually turn off from the road that's clear.
Right.
This one's one where the crosswalk is, and you can go over the bridge. And It was like Gorge something, and it's like the one sign where they have a camera on the sign.
Yeah.
Before you get to Colonial Creek.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's like the easiest like site to pull off. Go check that out, go for a walk in that little area and go down and see the dam. There's some interesting rocky cliffs that kind of come out from the other side. It's basically like a valley that runs through through the Cascades. It's kind of like a pass. Well, basically, it is a pass. You kept looking to see if you could get to Lake Chelan.
It looked like you could. At least there were signs to go there, the one direction.
I'm not quite sure how you do it. A friend of mine, Phil, said he went hiking back there and he took a gun with him because he was afraid of all the bears.
There's got to be some bears in those mountains.
Did you say there was like 30 to 50 bears? Grizzly bears?
Grizzlies.
And there's tons of black bears.
Yeah. I think if you go backpacking, you'll definitely see a black bear.
That'd be scary.
Yeah. Because it's not like a big open mountain valley. It's like tight passes.
Yeah. Well, there's a good reason for guns to be legal.
So you're allowed to have a gun, apparently?
I don't know.
Well, hunting, I think, was legal within the park, so... I'm not sure if you have the right permit.
Oh, really? In a national park?
I think so.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I read
something. We'll have to double check our sources there.
Yeah, I need to...
Maybe North Cascades, because so few people go there.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind having a bear skin on the wall.
I know. Someday. Find one in a garage sale for $1,000 or something.
You never know.
You never know.
We found Craigslist.
Pollock, you know, who the... It's Jackson Pollock.
I mean, that movie?
You never know what you find at a thrift store.
Yeah. That movie's interesting. We've seen a couple art movies that are pretty fun. I just started to do a painting. It's not turning out so well so far, but I just started.
I think it looks pretty good.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We watched that one movie and my kid could paint that.
Yep.
I'd recommend that one. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting
movie. Might inspire you to paint. Might make you mock the people in the film. You never know.
Painting is easy. It doesn't take too much to start painting. People are just so intimidated, like, oh, painting.
Yeah, it's really not that hard. Like, I feel like if I make a painting, I just put a bunch of colors up there with some basic lines. It looks nice. Ever since, like, modern art and impressionism came about, it's really not too hard to make something that looks good on your wall.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I'm nowhere near, like, Van Gogh or any of those masters. But my stuff still looks really good on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Really lightens up our apartment.
Yeah, we've got a gallery going on.
I know, hardcore.
We're going to have the
especially since we started doing these big 30 by 40 canvases, more inches. We saw an interesting movie called Audience of One recently.
Right. Oh, yeah, we did see that. It's a documentary podcast about a pastor who gets a vision to make a biblical science fiction movie.
On top of a mountaintop.
Mountain
he has this vision about Joseph meets sci-fi.
I mean, this has got to be a good movie. Just when you read the synopsis, Gravity. It's like, this has got to be hilarious.
Suck and wind. Suck and wind.
We've seen our fair share of Christian documentaries, Hell House and Jesus Camp and...
I'm not against Pentecostals. I grew up Pentecostal. And
people don't understand the Pentecostal experience.
Yeah. I saw some YouTube video about this guy who was dancing like crazy, put money in the offering.
Oh, that was great, man. That's the African church, man. You got to have like 10 offerings. You got to get the free will offering, the goodwill offering, the...
all the offerings. The
goodwill offering. It's great. That guy was going crazy. Like, I was like, is he really worshiping or is he just knowing there's a camera right now and he is like doing his serious dancing?
He was a good dancer too. But he was like, pay attention to me.
That's how people in Africa dance during the worship music, man. It's
cool. I love it. I wish we could dance like that at our church. I would be into it totally.
Well, if people could dance like that, maybe they would.
White people can dance. Rock concert.
Did you see that person in church on Sunday? They were like, They were like
the devil sign.
Devil sign. They were in the front row, like rocking the devil sign. I was like, do you know what that means?
I didn't see that one.
Music is good, but that's crazy.
Maybe the minute I love you, because if you do it without the thumb.
Yeah, I didn't have that close of a view. I don't know what they were doing. They might have been the hangtown, like a gnarly...
Hangtown, yeah. Yeah.
Symbol.
Yeah.
That audience of one, yeah. It was recommended by my film podcast, which are some rather snobbish atheists. So yeah, maybe it's a good movie. I don't know.
Some of it was interesting. You know, I liked how they got out the horns when they wanted to anoint the film studio, and which was kind of bad. Is like they didn't really film anything at all, which was really disappointing because it seems like they could have had at least some success. Like I like these films when they like
apparently
we watched.
Apparently, I mean, maybe they never had $600,000, but they made it out like they had $600,000 donated. I mean, you can make a movie for $600,000. I mean. How much brick? They film that for under. I don't even know.
No, there's a lot of movies. Yeah. Look at what was that witch movie? Whatever that was.
Oh, Blair Witch.
Blair Witch Trial.
Yeah.
That was like.
The guy
nothing.
Was just like ridiculous like about doing things. Like, they spent all day. They flew to Italy to shoot the film, which.
Was
don't
ridiculous.
Even ask why they did that. And then they spent like, they had 5 days to shoot the film there. And they spent like 3 of them building a well out of stone. What? Shoot some movie. And then, anyway, the ridiculousness just piles on with everything
it's
that
a
goes
train
on
wreck.
There. It's a train wreck. It is.
Like, you feel bad for them. Then they get in trouble with the city and they. It's interesting because the movie is so small. This is like an Austin Film Fest movie.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't like a national film, so people don't really know about them, so they're still trying to do this. This is like a real church in San Francisco.
Well, wait till Gravity comes out, man. We never know. Next Star Wars, apparently.
They're gonna symbolize another planet.
Joseph takes on a futuristic Paris coffee shop, but
in the past.
Also modern, but also in the past.
500 years ago, before espresso was discovered.
Yeah, that's about... just of what's going on a lot of the time.
I don't know. Wasn't espresso discovered by some goats who were eating
Needless
them and then
say,
they started bouncing around like
somehow
crazy?
This church is a front for this guy's crazy ambition to be like a movie producer or a director because he saw Star Wars when he was 40 years old as his first movie.
No, I looked it up. It was Lion King.
Oh, Lion King was his first
He
movie?
Saw Lion King when he was 40 years old, and he had this vision that... I don't know how he saw a movie of Lion King on the top of a mountain. I'm not quite sure how that worked out.
I don't know. There's a lot of wackiness.
It's kind of sad.
The wackiness is that people are giving money for them to do this, but...
I don't think anybody really gave him money. I think he sold his own house to do it.
Yeah,
I think
there was probably
poor.
A lot of deceptions that... within it because it ended up being like he was lying the whole time about getting backing from this German people for who's going to give you $100 million?
He kept inflating it from 10 million to 100
yeah.
million, 200 million.
So it's kind of sad. I mean, they cared more about making a silly movie than the gospel or doing anything that's like resembling the gospel.
Yeah.
At least like Mercy Ministry or something, but
so anyways, we had a good time at North Cascades National Park. I highly recommend visiting
yeah,
it for
a
day trip. Camping would be fun. I mean, it's by no means as good as Mount Rainier.
No.
Or the whole
Mount
rainforest.
Mount Rainier should be done first. Whole rainforest should be done second.
Yeah.
The coast. And
yeah.
then North Cascades after that.
Yeah, well, maybe Oregon coast if you go down to Oregon.
Coast, yeah, that's nice.
The gorges. It was beautiful. There's a lot of beautiful places in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good time, even though we just did a day trip. So you can even do a day trip from Seattle if you are listening in Seattle locally. So the last thing I thought we should talk about is Treasuring God and Our Traditions by Noel Piper.
Oh, right. That is a book I'm reading right now, which is pretty good. Helping us think about what we should be doing as our traditions, as we are a family.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be doing...
Is there any anecdotes in the book?
Oh, anecdotes. Well, one that I remember. John Piper, or Noel Piper is married to John Piper. He's a pastor at church.
Bethlehem Baptist Church.
And one of their kids talk to them. They used to sing the same German hymn to their son every night before bed. And he asked about where was it that they used to sing it when he saw this red light all the time. And Noel was thinking back of to when that was, and that was in there in Germany. And the kid was like only 1 or 2 years old, and he remembered the song associated with the red light. So it just shows that kids remember things even from a really young age when you don't. Most people say, "Oh, you don't have any memory before 5."
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that are absorbed into you at those young stages, so it's important to start traditions and habits back even when your kid's born. Partially for yourself, because if you keep, you know, you need to start doing it daily and get it built into your routine. But also your kid is absorbing from even when they come out of the womb.
Yeah.
You even notice at 3 months now, they're just like, they're aware. I mean, maybe 1 to 3 months they're not really aware, but you never know.
In 3 months, she's pretty aware.
3 months, she is aware.
She's learning.
She's learning.
Well, even when she came out of the womb, she recognized my voice, mm-hmm. which is really amazing to me.
Yeah, the voice is a very powerful thing, and you just have to be very aware of what you're doing all the time and listening to and talking about, because they're really, they know, they can tell what you're, the inflection and
yeah.
what's going on. So, and you got to be aware of, it's just good for your own family to build traditions in that are godly, that can change their lives and they can pass down too. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of families don't have good traditions. They might have some. Then some traditions are good, even if they're not like super, you know, spiritual, but they're also good to have, like baking a certain cake on your birthday, or, you know, it's just good to have that.
That's interesting. Yeah, you've really made me think about how I need to do daily devotions and how difficult it is with large families, but mm-hmm. you said Noel Piper still had it happen every 10
years. Yeah, they had 10 kids in their family on a farm, and she said she was surprised their parents didn't get divorced because they were just so different, but they made an effort, you know, to do it every day of devotions with all 10 kids. They'd call them in from the farm or wherever they were, and she said they did it every day, you know.
Hey, and there, baby, almost done here.
So things like that can be really impactful, but if you only do it in little bits, it's definitely not as impactful.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be consistent, and you have to build, you have to plan. It's a big thing. You have to plan to do it. You have to set time. You have to say, we're doing it, and even if you don't feel like doing it, you need to do it. It's just kind of like the Bible reading plan that we've been doing, like, if you don't do it, you're going to get behind, and it's a reason that it's set every day. It's because you need to be doing it every day, and you know you're not going to do it every day if you're left to try to figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
So it's good to have something like that built in, too.
That's true. We probably would never be doing the Moody plan unless we had gone to Moody. That was one of the things Moody mm-hmm. helped us out.
Yeah.
To learn how to read our Bible every day, 4 chapters a day. Yeah. I mean, learning to not only raise my children, but teaching my children how to raise their children is important. Because mm-hmm. then you're setting a pattern in place, a tradition, like Deuteronomy 6 or whatever. And like, you need to, you know, tell your children this so that they can tell their children that, you know, we were in Egypt and God delivered us. And how he's done all these things for us. And when they ask you questions, you can say this. It's like a tradition set in play mm-hmm. that not only will your children know how to live, but they'll know how to train their own children. Mm-hmm. So then when you have children, you should tell them this. Why do we have this, Daddy? Well, so that you can tell your children that we have this because God had provided for us, mm-hmm. which is interesting. Well, baby's getting really hungry.
Yep, we are gonna have to wrap it up.
Yeah, so it's been a good time with you being reunited. Baby wants some food. So we'll see you later. All right.
Arigato.
Sayonara.